Thank you for joining us today on Financially Fit, where you will learn how to build your money muscles by making small changes to get you in better financial shape. I'm Dina Isola, joined by my husband, business partner, and certified financial planner, Tony Isola, and we're really looking forward to sharing insights from our fee-only fiduciary registered investment advisor firm, ETI Investment Consulting, located in Stony Brook. Our mission is to educate and empower you so that you not only get stronger financially and make better decisions, but also so that you never, ever get taken advantage of again, because unfortunately, we see that a lot. This show is really for you, and we would love to hear any questions or concerns that you have. So please call us 631-675-1420 or email us, Dina, D-I-N-A, at atiinvestment.com. And let us know what you're thinking so that we can make future shows designed to help you. That's what this whole program's about. So this month, we've been focusing on controlling what you can control so that your investment experience is better and that you have some say in it. So today, our focus is going to be on you and ways that you can put yourself first so that you can increase your income and build your investments. Also, we will help you determine if your habits are draining your potential for success. And lastly, we're going to give you some tips on how you can increase your job security and ease that worry about a layoff. Okay, first up is the heavy lifting. Let's get that out of the way right away. You might have to push it, but it's going to be worth it, I promise.
Here we go. Here we go. Come on, push it out. Everything you got.
Yeah, I think what people really have to focus on is themselves. There was a book, and it's actually a pretty interesting book, and it's called Choose Yourself, and it was written by this guy, James Altshuler. He's kind of out there sometimes, but he comes out with some very interesting points. And the whole title of the book, Choose Yourself, is it's kind of hard to go through life and waiting for someone to choose you. In other words, going to a job interview and hoping you're picked. Choosing yourself means building skills. And when you focus your energy on investing in yourself, you immediately increase your income potential and also alleviate that fear of having someone picking you. You're picking yourself and choosing your own path in life. You know, unfortunately, in this day and age, things have changed drastically. Robots have increasingly decreased the need for people to do many jobs. Outsourcing very cheap labor in countries like India and Vietnam have replaced many jobs. So relying on someone else for your employment is probably not the safest strategy in this era.
There's a very interesting article in the August edition of Fortune magazine that highlights this very point that Tony is making. And the one really, I think, inspiring or interesting fact that comes out of that article, though, is there's certain things that only human beings bring to the table. And that human potential is something that a robot can't do. There's interaction, there's judgment, there's leadership qualities. So if you invest your development not only in your trade or your craft, and then you build on your interpersonal skills, those could really take you a long way.
Yeah. And, you know, you have to be concerned, though, about anyone who's in a job that even if it's a technical skill, if it's just repeatable. So in other words, you can do it, but it's the same process over and over. Those are the fields that are ripe for disruption, meaning being replaced by machinery. So I think it would be a really good idea for the average person, I don't care what your age, I mean, it's young people especially, is to just acquire as many skills as possible through training and certifications and advanced degrees. And by the way, it's not about your grades. It's been proven that, you know, the more education you have, the more income you make over your lifetime. But that has nothing to do with you being on the honor roll or being in the top 1% of your class. It's basically about just achieving those degrees and those certifications. So if you're out there right now investing in yourself before you invest in the markets or in real estate or in all these other types of things, investing in yourself will create the cash flow the savings that can be used for these other forms of investment. It's your human capital is your biggest investment, meaning the money you're going to earn. So you want to increase your earning potential so you can have these different income flows that you could kind of then allocate into other things as you get older.
Of course, that is likely going to require some financial capital on your part. And I think that's probably what holds a lot of people back. They say, my God, I'll have to get a loan. I'll owe money, you know, to an institution, and that's going to delay my financial progress. But in this case, this is good debt to incur, provided you keep a handle on it.
You manage it properly, you know. And a good rule of thumb, I mean, not to get off topic with that, but it's probably a good idea to look at your debt for education as your first year starting salary. So if you're going into school and you accumulate $50,000 in debt, it would probably be feasible for you to say to yourself, I'll be earning $50,000 or $60,000 when I get out. If you accumulate, you know, $120,000 in debt and you come out and your job is going to be paying you $30,000, well, obviously there's a mismatch there.
I think, too, what a lot of people are failing to realize is that you can start up a side business while you're full-time employed. And that's a really good way to add some security, to test the waters in something that perhaps you have interest in or have talent in, that maybe you're wondering, can I actually earn some money doing it? So if you choose something that is very low in capital, that does not require a big outlay of cash, and it's something that you can actually do on the side, if you can build that up while you are gainfully employed, you actually may have created your exit strategy.
Yeah, and it's very true. And a way you could choose maybe that outside your day job activity would be, you know, a hobby that you truly enjoy, because when you enjoy something, it tends not to feel like work. So, you know, I wouldn't advise you to quit your day job and put all your eggs in that one basket, but to slowly build something up over time, which you can transition away from relying on someone else is good graces to employ you, to then relying on yourself and choosing yourself as far as your income, where your income's coming from, would probably be a decent strategy. And, you know, when you think about it, you need to, just like your investments, you need to diversify. So, you know, just having that one skill and relying on it for 100% of your income is, in a way, quite a dangerous strategy, because if something disrupts that business that you're in and replaces you, and that's 100% of your income stream is from that skill, you've got a problem. So another, you know, way to think about this is you should have try to create multiple streams of income. So things are cyclical. Some things go up, some things go down at different times. So it's the same with your income. But if you have all your income, you know, based on one job, you know, working on an assembly line, you know, building Ford or GM cars, it just didn't work out, because those workers were eventually replaced by automation.
A lot of times this is going to require that you think out of the box. The employment landscape has changed, and you really need to look at what skills you have acquired and how they translate to something else. And I would encourage you to take this opportunity to use it towards something that you actually might enjoy, because I find it really disheartening in speaking with many people who are not only in professions that they're not really enjoying, they have the stress of job insecurity. So it's just not a nice way to go through life. You're putting in all this effort and energy. I mean, put it towards something you really enjoy. Put it towards something that you want to work at, something that you're going to feel good about what you're doing, and in the process, create better security for yourself, because hopefully you'll be transitioning it into something where you see longer-term potential.
Right. And again, if you get nothing else from this show today, it would be your greatest investment is what you put into yourself and into your own skills. And you could listen to people tell you about stocks or bonds or real estate opportunities and all this stuff. But in the end, what really is going to generate your wealth for you to the future is the career you choose and the cash the income you're going to make from that, and then what you do with that cash. So you can't, you know, going out and saying, I'm going to choose this investment and get rich from it is probably not the way to go. Well, taking the long-term view and investing in yourself to create tremendous income generating opportunities for the future, that is a much more a safer way to look at your future and also the probability of you achieving your goals.
Don't forget to call us or email us with questions or show topics. We really want to hear from you. 631-675-1420 or Dina, D-I-N-A, at ATI Investment. Make sure to like us and on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. When we return, are your habits killing your potential to earn more money? Stay tuned and find out. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your checks free. Hello and welcome back. You're listening to Financially Fit on 103.9 LI News Radio. Tony and I are ready now to help you cut the fat.
You know, you better not do your belt. You might cause a flab alarm.
The flab we want you to cut this week pertains to how you're spending your time. Are your habits not productive? Could you be using your free time to basically free yourself from a career that you're not enjoying or increase your qualifications?
Yeah, I mean, this is really what's important. When you really look at the statistics of, say, the amount of TV that people watch.
This is a big point for you.
Right? I mean, you know, the average person watches 3 or 4 hours a day of TV, you know, and a lot of that is mindless, you know, nonsense that really, if nothing else, it's going to lower your ability to think out of the box than increase it. And, you know, then other things come with it. You know, you then develop these mindless eating habits while you're sitting there watching TV and you're gaining weight and you're hurting your health. So this is huge part of your finances, because just taking, you know, a quarter of that time every week. So instead of watching, you know, 3 hours, 21 hours of TV, you watch, you know, 15 hours of TV, and now you have those 5 extra hours to develop a skill or work on your finances. 5 hours a week translates into over 250 hours a year of productivity. So really looking at this habit of this passive, you know, these activities that are quite detrimental to your finances in numerous ways. And TV isn't even the worst of them, because other people, you know, their main source of entertainment is going to the mall and going shopping. So in some ways, that's actually worse than TV, because you're now spending money on all kinds of things that are worth nothing. You know, they're not assets. They're just things that you will be worth nothing in the future. And now you've also given up your time, which is probably the most valuable thing you have, because we're all on a clock that's running. So when you waste that time, you it's invaluable. And unfortunately, you know, many people, they'll say, well, I have no time to do this. Yes, you do. You've got a huge amount of time to do this. Just take one day and look at what you do. All the time you spend on Facebook, all the time you spend, you know, watching Bruce Jenner or the Kardashians,
Caitlin.
Or whatever they call these people now on TV. Just cut some of that out. So don't tell me you don't have time to look at your finances, because that actually is it gets me angry, because it's not true. It's not true, and it's a cop out, you know. And you're just doing something that's going to that's preventable, but you're making excuses that they're not feasible.
Okay, now not everyone is as good at this as Tony is. I'm going to be honest. I am nowhere near as good as he is at this. You're good at segmenting your time. And I think that if you can just share a little bit how you segment your time, and that makes you more productive, that you focus on one thing at a time, for example,
right,
and you carve out time for certain tasks.
Well,
because most people really do have trouble.
No, they
with
don't.
This.
And it's true. And I certainly do. I spend a lot of doing a lot of stupid things in
no,
the day.
You really don't.
No, there's definitely things that I do. I'm certainly, you know, not perfect at that. But what I try to do is, you know, say every day, read, you know, learn, like we have technology in our business. So I'll set aside an hour to work on different software. You know, I'll set aside another hour to write things. I'll set another hour to learn something about different financial topics and read about it. I'll set another 2 or 3 hours of just, you know, general reading about, you know, markets and finance and stuff. And when you kind of block it off and cut out all the distractions, in other words, when whatever you decide to do, you turn off the other things. You're not reading while you're posting on Facebook, and you're not, you know, working on your software while you know something else is going on in the background, and you're emailing and texting people. Really, a big problem with people is they don't focus, and you know, focusing your energy gets things done, and that's the way your mind works. Multitasking means doing lots of things not very well. Focusing means doing one thing very well and building on it each day. And in the end, the accomplishments can be huge over a year or 2 years or 3 years. It's a slow and steady process. It's like investing. So if people kind of started thinking a little differently about these habits that they have, the chances of their finances should greatly improve.
And studies have shown that multitasking actually is really bad for your brain, because it causes your brain not to stay on task and finish and complete something. And I would almost gather that it causes one to kind of become hyperactive in the brain almost.
Yeah, and again,
unable to focus.
Right, and most things that are worthwhile in life are difficult. So, you know, it's difficult to be disciplined and focus on something because it takes an effort. But anything that's worthwhile, building wealth is one example, is it takes time, effort, and discipline. So you kind of have to change your mindset.
Okay. So what's causing the sweat index to rise this week?
I wake up in a cold sweat.
Yeah, that's a James Brown.
Right? Yes, I believe
he was always sweating too, wasn't he? Like, he was very sweaty.
Profusely.
Man.
Yeah. Well,
but anyway.
You'd sweat too if you moved like him.
Yeah.
Job insecurity. If your job or your spouse's job is always dangling by a thread, it's really time to look to put a plan of action in place so that you're not in this constant state of apprehension.
Right. And one of the key things is building a reserve fund, a cash reserve. And it's different for different people. The average person might be, I don't know, 3 to 6 months. Other people, it might be a year if your income is not steady. But the whole point is you need to have money put away for the unforeseen. And the unforeseen happens all the time. You know, people say, well, that's – no, these things are – it's like the markets. It's unpredictable. You need to have cash available. And the biggest reason this is important is if you don't have this cash available, then you have to turn to very high interest loans like credit card debt. And next thing you know, you're owing three times as much. So, oh, I had a $10,000 bill. I didn't have the cash to pay it. Now, because you put it on a credit card over 3 or 4 years, you could be owing $30,000 because of the, you know, 20% interest and or whatever you're paying. So if nothing else, for your peace of mind, it does two things. You're prepared for the unexpected, and more importantly, having the cash reserve keeps you from having to go into tremendous debt, which can unfortunately take years to get out of.
So make sure you build that emergency fund. It's really something you should do before you even look at your ability to invest.
Absolutely.
Frankly.
To be honest, most people in this country are nowhere near at the state where they can even begin an investing program, because if you don't have your short-term needs covered, you cannot work on your long-term needs. So again, it's a process and it can be done, but it takes discipline.
Okay. It's time to go for your homework.
I've come so far. Bob. I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Okay. I love Bill Murray.
Yeah, he's pretty, yeah.
Okay, so this week's baby step. We would like you to brainstorm about how you can improve your skills so that you can earn more. And commit yourself to basically putting aside some money so that you can achieve these goals. If you need to go back to school or get some sort of certification, now would be the time to start putting some money aside. Invest in yourself.
Yeah. And again, I would think a really good baby step for this week would be track your time. Your time is unbelievably valuable because it's limited. And just maybe keep a notebook this week and write down the things you do all day. And it might be a shock to you. And it's also something you have to understand, if you're doing something unproductive, that time could have been used doing something productive. So it's double the cost. And economists call it opportunity cost, which means that, you know, nothing is free. If you're doing something, it means you can't do something else. So if you're doing lots of things that are unproductive in your life, you're also now eliminated that chance to do something productive. So that alone could open up a world of possibilities by discovering all this time that you thought you didn't have.
As an aside, Tony has lots of notebooks that he has lots of things written in.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot. I just have notebooks piled on. It's actually out of control. They're just piled up now
on
my desk. But the point is, you know, like my time could be spent getting rid of lots of notebooks because then I can't find things and stuff. But the point is, you know, you have time. You have time for this. And this is hugely important. What could be more important than securing your financial future? So to say you don't have time to read an article here and there and, you know, focus on a little bit more is just not, it's not an excuse.
Don't forget to visit our website, ATIinvestment.com. The resources tab has worksheets and calculators that will be very valuable to you in your journey. And the blogs and radio tab will give you replays to this show, so we hope that you will spread the word and maybe help out a friend or family member.
Yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't